We are joined by Amber Kemp-Verstel, host of Disney Family Sundays on Disney, talking about teaming up with Juicy Juice and some crafting and maybe getting some rewards for the kids. Good morning, Amber. How are you?
Good morning. I will absolutely take crafting as a compliment.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite craft or one that you enjoy doing?
Usually my favorite craft is the one I just recently did, and I'm super excited to be here because Juicy Juice totally gets how important it is to be crafty, and they take it as a compliment, too.
Well, there's a lot of crafts that have been going on. People have been posting things that they've done over this year where they've sort of been at home, and they're picking up the glue, the crayons, the felt. What kind of things are they using to make these crafts?
You know, you can use anything. Use things around the house. Get creative. It's such a great time because, like you said, we're spending a lot more time at home. And parents especially are probably looking for ways to keep the kids occupied, keep them engaged, maybe keep them away from the screen time as much, because I know as a mom that can be something that we kind of gravitate towards when we're looking to keep kids engaged. But really, like you said, felt, craft, paint, crayons, anything that you might have laying around, I promise you, your kids can make something very cool with it.
How do you engage all the kids if you have maybe a different age range? Certain types of kids are available, you know, you can do more things, maybe they have better abilities. What's the best way to handle that?
You know, there's lots of different ways to handle that. I think right now I have a six-year-old, so we're doing lots of things that are really like motor skill-based, scissors, crayons, writing. But if you have older kids, everyone has a creative streak, and that's why this Juicy Juice partnership I'm so excited about, because really, you can get creative with just a crayon and make something beautiful. If you're a happy artist like Juicy Juice is promoting right now with their Happy Artist Contest, you can make something beautiful that might just end up on a box of Juicy Juice, which, I mean, how cool is that?
Absolutely. Let's talk about how that process works. Tell me a little bit about how they can get involved in that.
Juicy Juice is a brand we all know for being 100% juice, and so now they're asking kids to tell them what makes them 100% happy by drawing on the Juicy Juice Happy Artist template. You'll print it out, download it, print it out at home, draw on there what makes you 100% happy, just like this, and then you can have the chance to have that artwork featured on boxes of Juicy Juice, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the ultimate prize for a kid, not to mention the money that you'll receive for buying art supplies. It's an awesome contest, a great way to keep kids engaged while we're spending time at home, and a great way to give them a prize that they probably don't even know yet is a prize that they need.
Wow, that's fantastic. And how long does this contest go on?
The contest is going to be open until February 28th, so there's plenty of time for parents to download that template, print it out, and get the kids crafting at home. You just want to make sure that you stay within the lines on the template so we can make sure that your artwork fits perfectly on a box of Juicy Juice. And so you have until February 28th. All you have to do is go to juicyjuice.com/happyartist. And there you will find all of the details, including that downloadable printable. Wow.
Amber Kemp-Verstel joining us, host of Disney Family Sundays. What do you do on that Disney Family Sundays?
You know, I do a lot of what I'm talking about here. I encourage families to get crafty at home. And a lot of times we use stuff that you would never expect. I mean, we have crafts using oatmeal canisters, file boxes, really easy projects that your kids will love, and things that will keep the family crafting together.
Well, to kind of use sort of a recycling type of things that you might have to throw away or whatever they can use around the house. And that
we try to come up with ways. You know, I really believe that getting crafty with things that are familiar is the most kind of easy way to get started. So you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be, you know, a pro. All you have to do is grab something and make something beautiful, or something you think is beautiful. How about that?
That's great. Where do you fall on glitter? What's your opinion of glitter when it comes to crafting?
I'm going to tell you right now. That's a great question. Glitter, not my favorite. Glitter, you make it once in one room, it will end up all over your entire house. But I will say, true story, I recently gave birth to my son, who is now 3 months old. At the hospital, we found some glitter on his foot. I have no clue where it came from. I have no reason to believe I brought glitter to the hospital, but that is what glitter does. It gets everywhere.
Well, we sort of know where glitter comes from now, as well as maybe it's just some special magic glitter. But
glitter finds its way into every place.
That's one problem as well. But, you know, for the moment, it works well. Do you have other tips? And I'm curious about new in crafting. It's been a while since I've gone down some of the crafting aisles. Is there new things that kind of make things a little easier for you, or just make, you know, come up with some great kind of textures or products and things like that?
You know, there's lots of crafting stuff out there. You know, especially now because we're spending so much time at home, people are definitely kind of gravitating towards new hobbies, trying something new. So there's all sorts of stuff out there. You know, I always tell people, get started with something that you may have at home already so you don't end up spending a bunch of money on something you won't use. So I would encourage you to use pens, pencils, paints are really fun. I know sometimes even in my own home, we'll have like a paint night with our son, and we'll just sit down, put paints out on the table and buy some really inexpensive canvases and just have everybody, you know, we'll pour him a like, maybe we'll pour him a little juicy juice to make him feel special. And we'll sip and we'll paint and we'll come up with something creative together. And then as you do that more and more, maybe you want to venture out into other medium that might require a little more skill or know-how.
Is the refrigerator still the king place to put your best artwork?
If you could see my kitchen right now, the answer is yes. I have 5 pieces of children's artwork on my refrigerator at this very moment. The refrigerator is always the best gallery in your home.
I have something. My daughter's in her 20s, and there's like a 10-year-old thing that's sitting on somewhere. And every once in a while, I look at it, and it has I get a warm memory from looking at something like that, too.
I know. It's the hardest job as a parent is figuring out what to keep and maybe what not to keep because you feel so guilty getting rid of it.
Yep. And, you know, you try to have them sign it so it'll be worth something someday, right? Isn't that the thing?
I tell my son he has to put his name and the date on it. If he doesn't have a name and a date on it, then it might have to go into the circular file.
Absolutely. Sometimes, though, that's what's so special about it. You create art to give it away and let other people enjoy it. So,
you know, I like that point of view. Thank you for that.
If people want to get involved in this Happy Artist Contest, where's a place to go do that for us?
Yes, I would encourage everyone right now to head over to juicyjuice.com/happyartist. That's where you can get the print, the download, the printable, and you can get all of the details about this contest so that you can enter to win a chance to have your artwork on boxes of Juicy Juice and that chance to win money for art supplies. It's a great prize and a great way to keep creative during this time when we're spending a lot more time at home.
Right. Just come up with be a happy artist as best as you can. Amber, we appreciate your time. It's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Amber Kemp-Christel, host of Disney Family Sundays on Disney Plus, getting kids encouraged to create things and use scissors and cut things up. But how about that glitter, right? You got to be careful of the glitter, Craig.